Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. Today, we'll be speaking about senior meal programs in Astoria, offered through the nonprofit Loaves and Fishes and Meals on Wheels. Today, my guests are Linda Webb. Hello, Linda.
Hello.
Good
nice
to have
to
you
be
in
here.
The studio. Good.
Thank you.
And Rod Nichols. Nice to have you here,
Hi,
Rod.
Donna. Thank you for inviting us.
Absolutely. Linda Webb is the Secretary Treasurer of Loaves and Fishes and Meals on Wheels, and she is also, I'm fortunate to say, my sister. And she does a lot of volunteer work here in this community. And Rod is the chef for Meals on Wheels and Loaves and Fishes. Before we begin speaking about these programs, let's learn a little bit about each of you. Rod, please tell us a little bit about Rod Nichols.
Sure. I've been living at the coast since around 1991. In Seaside, I had a restaurant for about 15 years called Vista Sea Cafe. I have done a few things since that, but now I'm back to cooking meals. Before the Vista Sea Cafe in Portland, I was part of a catering business and a couple other restaurants. So since I moved to Oregon in 1976, I've been involved in some kind of feeding of people.
You like food. So you like cooking food.
I do. And I've continued to expand food interests. I've been involved in a group called the North Coast Food Web in Astoria. And along with that, the Farmers Market, the Thursday Farmers Market, River People Farmers Market. And also occasionally teach some cooking classes at the food bank in Warrenton.
Oh,
the program
great.
Called Cooking Matters.
Cooking indeed matters. So. And Linda Webb, please tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, well, I moved here about 6 years ago, and part of the draw to Astoria was my sister living here. And
so lucky.
I've been really happy here. I retired. I was working at the Columbia River Maritime Museum, and I retired a couple of years ago. I've always wanted to get involved with some volunteer organizations, so I got involved with our local food bank here in Astoria, and then Loaves and Fishes. And I found that Loaves and Fishes keeps me very busy. I was asked to be on the board as their secretary treasurer, and didn't realize that it's quite a large job kind of overseeing the organization. And we have a board of about 5 people that I work with, and our fabulous cook, Rod. We work very closely with him. And it's a great opportunity to meet people, and it's performing a real service to the senior citizens of the area.
And let's talk now about what Loaves and Fishes is and what Meals on Wheels, you know, is. I mean, how did this program begin? How long has this program been in existence, and what is it?
Well, the program Meals on Wheels and Loaves and Fishes began in the 1970s. For about the last 40 years, it's been located at the basement of Peace Lutheran Church in downtown Astoria. We have had a lot of people attend through the years. There was a real time of need in this area with the depressed economy for seniors to get a good hot meal that was reasonably priced. And it started out a few days a week, and then it was expanded to 5 days a week. Through the years, as we have lost some people because people have passed on or moved away, and we are trying to get word out that this program is still going and bring the volume of people up who are eating there. We just want them to know that they can have a great hot meal for $5, a complete meal, including dessert, coffee, milk, salad, bread, a meat, an entree, just a totally complete meal. And it's one way for them not to have to cook and get a nutritious meal.
And so the mission of Loaves and Fishes, which provides lunch, is Monday through Friday.
Correct.
At Peace Lutheran Church in downtown Astoria.
Right.
The mission is to feed people over the age of 60, to offer them a hot, nutritious meal each day of the work week.
And some good fellowship as well, a place where they can congregate and visit and meet with their friends and get to know new people. And we have several regulars who come every day that are quite comfortable there. They sit at the same table with the same friends, and It's almost like having dinner with your family. It's a home atmosphere, a comfortable atmosphere. It gets them in out of the bad weather to a warm, lit place full of a lot of laughter and people enjoying themselves. And even our volunteers that we have love volunteering there. It's like a big family.
So in terms of staff, Rod, you're the only paid staff, correct?
That's correct. Everyone else is a volunteer. And we have a different staff that shows up each day of the week. We're very fortunate to have a lot of excellent volunteers that help out, and also a good on-call system. We had someone call in that was to drive the meals, to deliver the meals today, and at the last minute had a call for his business, and we were able to make a phone call, and less than 10 minutes later, someone else was there to fill in. So it's a very cooperative group.
The lunch program, which is Loaves and Fishes, is the hot lunch every day at Peace Lutheran Church, which begins at 11:30, and it's $5 for a full meal. That how many people typically do you have coming to this?
We have a range anywhere from, maybe the lowest has been 15. The most people on a single day was probably close to 150, which showed up for Thanksgiving, our big Thanksgiving meal. But on a non-holiday week, the range usually falls between 20 and 35.
And how do you cook then? How do you know how to purchase the food, and where do you get your food, Rod? And then how do you know how much to cook for it?
It takes a lot of punting at the last minute. So today was a good example. Last Thursday, we had probably the fewest people that had ever shown up for a Thursday. And the reason was that a lot of people were waiting to come in on Friday. So I thought this Thursday, well, we'll have more show up, but we ended up having more than double what we had last week. So it took a lot of scrambling, and fortunately someone was standing by that was experienced in cutting and filleting fish, and today's meal was salmon, and we managed to get the meals out to, we fed over 40 people at the food site today.
And the Meals on Wheels program, when you're cooking in the morning, because you must start quite early in the morning, I would think.
Right.
You are cooking in the big kitchen at Peace Lutheran Church, and where is your food coming from?
A few different places. We're fortunate enough to get some donations from Safeway. We pick up baked goods that are near their date of use-by, and we pick those up three times a week. And once a week, we pick up donations from Costco, and that's baked goods and often is vegetables and fruits also. And we work those into the menu. I serve a soup every day, so a lot of times what we pick up is worked into that soup. If we get vegetables, that becomes the vegetable of the day. Sometimes we have to freeze things to extend their life and can bring them out when we aren't receiving anything. We also receive some items from the food bank in Warrenton. And what we can't get in donations, we make a daily purchase, a small purchase. Every morning I start out doing some shopping because it really is a day-to-day guesswork of how many people are going to show up and how much got used the day before. Some days I'll think that I'm making extra so that I'll have a head start on the next day, and we use it all. So we have to start from scratch the next day.
Well, it's good you're flexible, Rod.
We have to be, yes.
And Linda, how is Loaves and Fishes and Meals on Wheels funded?
It is just funded through donations, but mostly through just people paying their $5 for their meal. That we have no government help, no grants. It's just a privately funded organization. We've had some bequests in the past, so we have a reserve to fall back on. However, we are trying to get the headcount up so that we can cover our cost, which, you know,
really what you need are, you need more senior
more
citizens,
yes.
And you don't have to live in Astoria to show up
no.
at Peace Lutheran
no.
Church and have your $5 nutritious no. lunch. If you're a senior citizen, if you're over the age of 60 and you're listening to this program and you can get to Peace Lutheran Church Monday through Friday,
right.
You can have this nutritious hot meal that Rod's cooking.
That's right. And he's a very good cook. Our reputation is growing. We are starting to pick up a lot more people. The Meals on Wheels is an extremely valuable program when you consider you get a hot meal brought right to your door for $5. And a lot of the older people can't cook or don't want to cook or can't get out and get groceries. I have had many people express appreciation at getting their father or their mother signed up because this way they are sure that they're going to get a nutritious meal at least one a day. And it is, though, delivered only in the Astoria area. Our drivers don't go beyond Astoria to deliver the meals.
And how do people sign up for? You don't need to sign up for Loaves and Fishes for the lunches at the Lutheran Church. But how do you sign up for Meals on Wheels?
They call our meal site.
Yeah, just to call me at the kitchen. I'm there from 7 till 2 every day. Just don't call during lunchtime at noon. Can call, and the number is 503-325-9693. And it just takes calling, letting me know how you would like to have the meals delivered. We deliver in the morning. Some people get them all 5 days of the week. Some receive them only 1 or 2 days. Some people call in as they want them, or as they can afford them. And we have many different ways of getting started. Sometimes a neighbor or a relative will call and sponsor a meal for their neighbor or relative. We've had a couple cases of that just in the last week. So it's just a part of being in a good community when you get a phone call from someone saying that they want to feed the man across the street because they don't think he's getting enough to eat. And it's easy to keep the volunteers to keep coming back when they know they're doing some good like that.
People can call this 503-325-9693 phone number the day before and order a Meals on Wheels. But then if it's that same day, what time would they need to call by in order to get a meal on wheel that a Meals on Wheels meal that day?
To call by 8:30.
By 8:30 in the morning?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the earlier the better.
And people just pay you with cash, with checks, just...
Well, I do the billing and not the billing, so to speak, but the bookkeeping. And some people prefer to pay the carrier at the door every Friday or every Monday or every other week. That they set that up with me as far as how they're going to pay. Or if they don't get meals often, they want meals once in a while, they'll hand a $5 bill to the carrier for that day. And then quite a few regulars prepay for the month. They send in a monthly check listing all the meals. Normally, you know, it's 5 days a week, although there are a few people that get them 3 days a week. And they pay $5 for those days. So they pay once a month. We ask for payment in advance on that. And I usually personally talk to these people at one time or another, getting them set up with how they want to pay.
If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns. I'm your host, Donna Quinn. And today my guest is Linda Webb. She is the Secretary Treasurer of Loaves and Fishes and Meals on Wheels, a nonprofit organization here based in Astoria, Oregon, but open to people who are within this region. And also we have Rod Nichols. He is the chef for Loaves and Fishes and Meals on Wheels. And we're talking about the value of providing a hot, nutritious, balanced meal for seniors every day at lunch at Peace Lutheran Church, provided by this nonprofit organization. And I have, as you were talking about, Rod, your volunteers are amazing. Our new city councilman, Drew Herzig, I know he volunteers there. I think the mayor comes in. I know Skip Hauke from the chamber. A lot of people come and volunteer at Loaves and Fishes.
Skip uses his lunch hour on Fridays to come in and wash dishes and has been doing it for a number of years.
Could you use more volunteers?
Yes, we are always looking for more volunteers to either wait on the tables or to work in the kitchen.
We
always need them in case someone's sick, or we had one of our main volunteers break her foot, and she was coming about 5 days a week, coming early in the morning, helping with the Meals on Wheels. So that left quite a gap when she no longer could come in, and we had to get people to fill in. And we are looking for volunteers. There are certain days of the week that we need more than others. Some days we have a sufficient staff of volunteers, so they would need to check with us and see what would be good.
Right, and it's always changing. People's jobs change, their family situations change, so we have volunteers that may have worked a certain day every day for, or every specific day of the week for years, but then they have to change. So we adjust weekly almost.
This is really Astoria's version of a soup kitchen. It's the way, it's a place where seniors, people over the age of 60, can go and get their meals. And do you organize the menus then weeks in advance, or how do people know what you're serving? Because does that determine if somebody says, oh, he's doing fresh salmon on this day, I'm going to go then? Or
I'll leave here today and go home and write up the menu for next week. And the copy of that menu will go in all of the Meals on Wheels sacks that go out tomorrow morning. And the menu will also be posted at the food site. So everyone kind of maps out their following week by what the meal choices are.
Although, you know, Linda, you mentioned something I think that's very important, and that is fellowship. When when people are, we are after all tribal people. We need each other. And when people are living isolated lives, it doesn't matter if you have the internet or the phone, but it's that companionship, sitting and laughing and telling stories and talking with people. And that's what you're providing, too. You're providing not only the nutrition for the body, but you're providing sustenance for the spirit and
that's
the mind.
That's exactly right. That's the big calling here, is to do that as well as feed the body.
And if you have stories about people who appreciate this, I know you feel very excited that you're doing this work. It feels very valuable to you that you're making a difference in people's lives. Do you have some stories you'd like to share about your time working with Loaves and Fishes and Meals on Wheels?
Oh, there's probably one that happens every day. There's, having been in the food industry for, well, almost 40 years, there's no more joy than receiving a hug from someone for the meal that you just served them. The fellowship that you talked about isn't just out in the dining room. I enjoy having people that are coming in for a meal come talk to me in the kitchen, or I go out and talk to them in the dining room. Sometimes we'll see them outside of the church in another spot, and it's like a long-lost relative that we haven't seen each other. It's just kind of a very close feeling to the people that we see on a regular basis, and I really enjoy it.
Is the program growing, and what are the needs of Loaves and Fishes and Meals on Wheels at this time?
I would say that the program is growing, and people just need to know that it's out there. We have tried to get it in the paper and advertise more. And with all the seniors living in Astoria, we know the numbers are out there. If they would just come in and try it and give it a chance, I think they'd really like it. And we have been picking up new people, or people that stopped coming for a while are now coming back. So I feel it's quite a good program. And I'm grateful for the Meals on Wheels, especially because there's so many people that need that service. And another advantage for people coming into the site would be that we offer quite a bit of free bread, and Rod brings back a lot of fresh fruit from Costco that he can't use cooking, and we give that out for free. We sometimes have pineapples or boxes of cherries, or you never know what you're going to come home with, but there are people walk away with more than they actually get or pay for. They go home with more than what they come with. And so that's another advantage of eating there. I've always said no one can really go hungry that comes to our Meals on Wheels program.
How many Meals on Wheels a day are you delivering typically on a typical day?
They average about 20 right now. Mm-hmm. So, and maybe the high has been in the high 20s. So, and it's another thing that keeps changing. So some people are in care. Some people are no longer able to eat, to feed themselves, even with a meal, that need more care than just having a meal delivered. But it's right around 20 every day.
Mm-hmm. What is the most valuable thing for you? You talked about the hugs, but is it having, let's say you got some donations of food from the food bank, and then you said, these ingredients, I can create some new thing maybe I haven't even made before. But what's the biggest joy for you? Is it work? Because you have to cook for a lot of people, and you don't always know. And that's a trick.
Sure. It's just like solving a puzzle.
It's an art.
And just knowing what to look for and what to do about it. So it's the last thing I want to do is just cut portions at the last second, and that's what everyone fears. So we had a day last week where we set a record for the number of people coming in on a non-holiday day, and so everyone told me afterwards that they thought sure they were just going to get a thin slice of meatloaf when they saw how many tables there were in the dining room. But I had actually prepared for doing some and wanted to have some left over, so I made a huge batch of it, and we had plenty for everyone. So
loaves and fishes, there it is. I guess I have eaten there myself, and I guess I was impressed by the fact, again, that people are very warm, very welcoming, and that they anyone over the age of 60 mm-hmm. is welcome to come, although volunteers can be any age, right?
That's correct.
That's right.
Right.
And I think we should let people know again how to reach you all. So let's give that phone number out, and I will leave it here at the station as well, so that if you're driving and you think, this program would be great for my neighbor, you know, he or she is not getting out, the Meals on Wheels might be right, or they need that socialization. Do they just come for lunch, or can they play cards or games, or do they go to the senior center for that?
They usually go to the senior center for cards and games, but they can come early and have a cup of coffee and just fellowship. Some people come about a half hour, 45 minutes early before they actually begin eating, which we would start with our hot soup. And they just come to drink coffee and to talk to other people. So there is a lot of fellowshipping going on. There's not really card games. It is a meal site. But if sometimes they go to the senior center and, you know, do cards or computers there and then come back over to Loaves and Fishes for their meal. And they go back and forth because they're very close to each other, the mm-hmm. Peace Lutheran and the senior center.
People show up anywhere between 11 o'clock and 12 o'clock. I put a soup out right around 11:30, and then we don't serve the main plate until noon. So some people are comfortable coming in at the last minute and grabbing everything all together at the same time. Others want to come in early, and it's their daily social activity. It's a good place to meet people also.
It's impressive that this program is really self-sustaining in a way. I mean, I know you have some mm-hmm. reserve, you say, but really mm-hmm. that the more people who take advantage of this, mm-hmm. the mm-hmm. more you're able to offer this to seniors mm-hmm. in the area.
That's correct.
And yep. so I'm sure that's one of the focuses mm-hmm. that you have, is to keep this, to continue on in mm-hmm. this way. And Rod, how long have you been with Loaves and Fishes now?
For a year.
A year, yes. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and I've seen in the year that I've been there, the past week, I've seen more new faces in a week's time than I've ever seen. So it's very encouraging.
Well, we can attribute that to your cooking, apparently. Or we know that the economy is challenging for seniors, mm-hmm. and food costs are, you know, it's expensive to eat well and to have, you know, a balanced meal if you're a senior. So we can say that it's not the economy, Rod. We can say that people are coming because they're hearing that there's this great chef at Loaves and Fishes and who's providing the Meals on Wheels. And when volunteers come, do they also get to eat lunch there then?
Yes.
Okay.
They do.
Absolutely.
They get a hot meal
right.
as well.
So
when they finish serving the tables, they sit down and have their meal.
And right now you're looking for volunteers.
Yes.
Who
mm-hmm.
can come in and who can deliver the Meals on Wheels in the Astoria area.
Right. We have a lady that kind of oversees the people that deliver the Meals on Wheels. They would need some training because there's different routes, and that would depend on the schedule of when we need someone. But we always need volunteers for our kitchen, washing dishes, helping prepare food, and to wait on tables. We're always looking for people to do that.
That's a great opportunity, and it's so rewarding, I think, to you all. That's mm-hmm. and you're passionate about this. I know that you feel very passionate about this, Linda, mm-hmm. and because a lot of times the senior population just doesn't have the opportunity to get out and to have that meaningful connection and conversation with people. That maybe they aren't doing the internet, and that's even different than mm-hmm. really mm-hmm. sitting and physically talking with someone,
right.
or having a hug or sharing a laugh.
Mm-hmm.
So we just have a few moments left. So any last things that you would like our listening audience to know about Loaves and Fishes or Meals on Wheels?
Just encourage seniors to come in and see what we are about. Try a meal. It's a fun time for most people that come in. Like I said, it's the social activity for some people. They may have nothing other than a television to talk to the rest of the day. So it's a chance to come in and talk to other fellow seniors. And
is it, by the way, I was going to ask this earlier and I forgot, are there about equal numbers of men and women, would you say, or is it?
I would say there are a lot of couples, but then there are several singles too, single men and single women, or men that are married that their wives don't come, or vice versa. So I would say it's a good mixture of people.
Okay, and wait, our engineer Terry Wilson has a question. He said, we've heard about salmon and meatloaf. How about other meal items? What other kinds of things do you like to cook, Rod?
Try to make a different item. Try to have all 5 days of the week with a different category of food. With everything from a vegetarian quiche to a roast ham to yesterday was a pork loin, a BLT one day.
Oh, good. You change it up. There's variety. Do. Again, that's another issue. A lot of seniors probably eat the same thing a lot. They don't have any variety.
Tomorrow is roast beef and mashed potatoes and gravy, and we usually have a great turnout on Fridays, especially for mashed potatoes and gravy.
Aha. Uh-huh. Well, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, this is Wednesday, actually. So check the menus,
yes,
and you'll find out. And Linda, any last things that you would like to say about Loaves and Fishes or Meals on Wheels?
Well, I think it's a great program, and I, like Rod, would like to encourage people to come and at least try it. And sign up your neighbors for Meals on Wheels, or let people know that it is available. And
I have a quick question, and that is, what if you have, let's say, a granddaughter who's in high school, mm-hmm, and she wants to drive her grandmother there? Can she eat with her grandmother if she drives her there? Is that, that's a little fuzzy there.
I think the rules are changing a little bit. It is a senior program.
Right.
So the preference would be not to.
She can drive really
there.
Deal with people who are over 60.
Right. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good to know. If you want more information about Loaves and Fishes and Meals on Wheels, you can talk to Linda Webb or Rod Nichols. And Rod's number is 503-325-9693. Thank you so much for being on the show today, Rod.
Thank you.
Appreciate
for having
all
us
your
in.
Good work. And I have eaten your food, and I will be back to have a meal with my sister. And Linda, thank you so much for just being the good, kind, amazing woman you are, and for the great work that you're doing.
Thank you.
With this great program. And Terry Wilson, I appreciate you very much. Our engineer extraordinaire here, and also a local talented banjo instructor, Michael Brunn, for his original theme music for this program. Until next week, find a moment for yourself today. Take a deep breath. With gratitude for all the good things in your life, focus on those good things, on feeling good. There are always going to be things that'll upset us, but focus on the good things that are working in your life. And then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you, for doing the best you can, and for being here now in this moment, the only moment which exists on the amazing planet we call Earth.